Municipal. Measure F. Town of Ross. Adoption of initiative amending Ross Municipal Code related to issuance of use permits to increase allowable enrollment of public and private schools. Shall the initiative, which amends the Town of Ross Municipal Code related to issuance of use permits to increase the allowable enrollment of any public or private school from 320 to 420 students, be adopted? Yes. No. Town Attorney's Impartial Analysis of Measure F. Measure F would amend Section 18.16.030B of the Ross Municipal Code, which was approved by the voters in 1978 through a citizens' initiative measure, the 1978 measure. The 1978 measure limited issuance of use permits to public and private schools whose enrollment did not exceed 320 students. Section 18.16.030B currently provides, no use permit nor variance shall be issued for any public or private school whose total full-time and part-time public enrollment, together with the total enrollment of any affiliate school or coordinate program regularly using the same premises, exceeds 320 students. Measure F was placed on the ballot by a petition signed by the requisite number of voters. If Measure F is adopted by the voters, amendments to Section 18.16.030B will take effect. If Measure F fails, the current language of Section 18.16.030B will remain in place. Measure F proposes to amend Section 18.16.030B to increase the allowable number of enrolled students from 320 to 420 students. Measure F would apply to all public and private schools in single-family residence districts of the town. Measure F does not automatically increase the allowable number of enrolled students of any existing school. Any increase up to the 420 student limit would still require approval by the town council of a use permit per the Ross Municipal Code. In order for a public or private school to obtain a use permit to establish or increase enrollment up to 420 students, the town council will hold a noticed public hearing. The town council must find that the use permit would not be detrimental to the health, safety, morals, comfort, convenience, or general welfare of persons residing or working in the neighborhood of the school, and that the use permit would not be detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to property or improvements in the school's neighborhood. In granting a use permit, the town council may impose conditions that it believes will protect public welfare and property. What your vote means. A yes vote by a majority of those voting on Measure F means that Section 18.16.030B of the town's zoning code will be amended to increase the allowable enrollment of any school from 320 to 420 students. A no vote by a majority of those voting on Measure F means that Section 18.16.030B of the Ross Municipal Code will not be amended, and the allowable enrollments of any school will remain 320 students. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure F. The full text of the measure is included in this voter information guide, signed by Benjamin Stock, Town Attorney for the Town of Ross. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure F. If you desire a copy of this measure, please call the Town Clerk's Office at 415-453-1453, extension 105, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure F. Over the last 100 years, Branson has been a leading academic institution in the Bay Area, educating generations of residents from the town of Ross and beyond. Schools are shaped by their local communities, and Branson is very fortunate to call Ross its home. As Branson looks to its second century, it strives to remain in Ross. However, the town's long-standing limitation on student enrollment threatens the school's long-term viability. Due to rising operational costs and the lowest student enrollment among its peer schools, the financial sustainability of Branson is at risk without the ability to grow its enrollment. Since 1978, Branson's enrollment cap has been 320 students, a cap that can only be changed by a vote of Ross residents. If approved, Measure F does not guarantee Branson any increase. Measure F only grants Branson permission to apply for an enrollment increase through the town's public planning process, culminating in a vote of the Ross Town Council. If Measure F is approved, the Ross Town Council would have the ability to consider a phased enrollment increase of up to 100 students to enable Branson to accept additional applicants, including from Ross, attract and retain great teachers by offering competitive salaries, enhance partnerships with Ross organizations and residents, maintain tuition at levels comparable to other peer schools, create a more diverse student body, continue to offer a variety of excellent programs. Branson is committed to growing responsibly and preserving the quality of life for Ross residents. The school will add new bus routes and other measures to keep traffic to campus net neutral. Please provide Branson the opportunity to apply for an enrollment increase with the Ross Town Council. Vote yes to secure Branson's future in Ross. Vote yes on Measure F. Learn more at www.rossresidentsforbranson.com. Signed by Hadley Mullen, Ross resident, 12 years, Principal Officer, Ross Residence for Branson. Patty Treadwell, Ross resident, 58 years, Ross School District Leadership Cabinet Member. William Cahill, Ross resident, 28 years, former Ross Town Mayor and Council Member. Anne Fleming, Ross resident, 52 years, former Ross Town Mayor and Council Member. Chris Mazzola, Ross resident, 4 years, Head of School, Branson. Rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure F. Adding 100 more students to Branson isn't in the town's best interest. Branson traffic is already bad. Expansion adds even more cars to Ross. Neighbors can't back out of driveways. Bumper-to-bumper parking from weekend events clogs neighborhood streets. Branson's plan to add a bus line won't begin to address its promises to keep traffic net neutral. An enforceable traffic plan that reduces traffic should be required. Town Council. Although Branson claims the measure won't automatically result in council approving 100 students, Branson's aggressive lawyers and consultants will do everything possible to achieve 100. Branson initially planned to leave Ross and enroll 1,000. These plans were rejected by Strawberry because of traffic concerns. Many residents feel intimidated by Branson's campaign. They're reluctant to voice opposition, which could prejudice Branson against their children's application to the school. Size doesn't matter. Branson is thriving at 320. Financial sustainability is achievable without expanding. IRS filings show a revenue surplus over 5 years. Phasing is misleading. The impact of 100 students is substantial whether added over 1 or 4 years. Branson shouldn't call itself a community school. Ross School had only 3 students accepted this year. Branson claims expansion will allow additional Ross students, yet will not formally commit to accepting more Ross School students. There's no guarantee that future Ross students will benefit from expansion. Please vote no on Measure F. 420 is too many, especially without traffic plans that decrease traffic and without a formal commitment to accepting Ross School students. Signed by Kelly Reed, former mayor, Town of Ross, Ross resident, 33 years. David Peterson, former Ross School Board of Trustees, Ross School Foundation Endowment founder, 51-year Ross resident. Peter Ways, former Branson trustee, 30-year Ross resident. Thomas Burns, former mayor, Ross, former Ross School Development Committee, Ross resident, 46 years. Charles Goodman, former mayor, 55-plus-year resident. Argument against Measure F. 420 students are just too many. The town's 1978 decision to limit school enrollment to 320 was made to allow the school to thrive while minimizing the burdens of noise and traffic on Ross and our quiet residential neighborhoods. Parking was capped, the auditorium restricted to school events, athletic facilities use was capped at the 1978 level. Even with these limitations, Branson's traffic and parking are currently major problems, with an estimated 1,000 car trips per day, more on many weekends. Nearly 95% of Branson's students and staff commute from out of town. Adding 100 students will exacerbate the problem, despite Branson's promise that traffic will be net neutral. Only about 10% of Ross's children attend Branson. Repeated violations of Branson's use permit in terms of student enrollment and activities creates even more traffic. Safety is a major concern, particularly after a student's recent rollover crash on Fern Hill. Branson states it needs more students to remain competitive with peer schools, but Branson appears to be competing quite well. Applications keep increasing and only 25% are accepted. Branson's peers are in downtown settings where traffic is less affected by enrollment increases. Branson's laudable goal to increase diversity could be achieved within the current enrollment. Many students cherish Branson's small size. Branson states it needs more students to generate revenue, but records show a revenue surplus over the past 5 years. Branson could generate an additional $2 million annually with a modest enrollment increase of 40 students. Branson could increase its endowment and reserves, currently $36 million. This is feasible, given the resources of the Branson community. Please vote no on Measure F. 100 more students is too many. A measure capping enrollment increase at 40 to 50 could meet Branson's needs with less burden on Ross's neighborhoods. Signed by Charles Goodman, former mayor, Town of Ross. David L. Peterson, former Ross School Board trustee. Peter Berry, M.D., former mayor, Town of Ross. Peter Ways, former Branson board member. Rebuttal to argument against Measure F. 40, 75, or 100 students. A final decision on the number of students will be determined during a public process before the Ross Town Council should Measure F be approved. Measure F simply grants Branson permission to apply to the Town of Ross for a phased enrollment increase of up to 100 students. A no vote on Measure F will prohibit Branson from applying to the Town Council to add even one more student, forcing the school to examine all options, including relocation. We believe this would be a loss to our community. A phased enrollment increase is the only long-term sustainable path forward for Branson in Ross. The argument against Measure F contains many inaccuracies and misleading information. Please see the facts on Branson's endowment, financials, admissions trends, and traffic at www.rossresidenceforbranson.com/facts.php. As immediate neighbors, we can speak to Branson's diligent efforts over the years to voluntarily reduce traffic on neighboring streets through robust carpooling, buses and shuttles, and off-site parking at St. Anselm's. Branson and its traffic engineers have developed further strategies to keep traffic net neutral by adding a Marin bus, more carpooling, and remote parent drop-offs. We believe that based on Branson's past practices, the school will manage any growth responsibly well into the future. Ultimately, Measure F comes down to one question. Do we want to secure Branson's future in Ross? We do. That's why Branson neighbors, community leaders, and longtime residents like us are coming together by voting yes on Measure F. www.rossresidenceforbranson.com. Signed by John Martin, Bolinas neighbor, 18 years. Ted Williams, Glenwood neighbor, 23 years. Margie Ellis, Fernhill and Bolinas neighbor, 43 years. Doreen Mallon, Fernhill neighbor, 29 years. Andrew Biggs, Fernhill neighbor, 5 years.